Okay, William, it's Daddy-O, and I am back again, and this time I have Chapter 5 of Payoff for Mr. Glubb, and this Chapter 5 is How to Catch a Thief. Well, in the last chapter, if you remember, in the last chapter, Rocky had stolen GP's backpack. He'd come down and he played a switcheroo with his coat jacket, and then he knocked everything off and he'd taken the backpack and he took off. And when Strongbones and GP got back from making their run of chocolate sauce to Mr. Glove's pickout, they found the backpack gone. Oh, they were so desperate. They were so upset. They were so desperate. And on top of that, GP had been recording things with his audio video digital recorder, and it was discovered by Mr. Glubb's nephew, Gladrab. And Gladrab said, "Hey, what's that?" And he took it. He just took it. Well, of course, he's a troll, and trolls take things. We know that. But GP had been expecting to lose his only evidence, and he lost that too. And they were back to scrubbing pots. Oh, scrub. I can't tell you how many pots they scrubbed. They had another break and had some mushroom burgers, and they went back to scrubbing pots. Well, you know, even with Mr. Glubb's pig out, even a pig out that goes several days, as long as they can, pretty soon people get tired, and they just don't want to eat, drink, or do anything else but take a big, long nap. And they'd had their ice cream with their chocolate sauce and their butterscotch sauce and all their sprinkles on top, and now they wanted their final treat of the evening. And you know what that is? That is candy and coffee. Candy and coffee. Now, trolls are different from you or me or your mom or dad. I know you don't drink coffee, William, but like your mom or dad or me, when we make coffee, we take the beans and crunch them up, and then pour hot water over them and make a coffee brew, and then we drink that brew. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, it tastes so good. But that's not what trolls do. Trolls like to eat whole coffee beans, roasted coffee beans, and they crunch them in their big, big teeth. Because, well, have I told you trolls have big teeth? They have big teeth. They crunch them in their big teeth, and then they crunch that down, and they get all the caffeine, and they get all hyped up, and they're really happy about that. And then they like to add that to some candy. And so they like little pieces of candy, big pieces of candy, bubble gum, gum, you name it. Anything they can put in that sweet, sweet, sweet. And you know what? Trolls have a lot of it. So word came down to Fidget, Sister Fidget, that it was time for some coffee beans and some treats, and send them up right away to the pig out. Well, she looked around, and she just had these humans helping. Well, where are my troll kids? Where are my troll kids? And she looked around, and she found one young troll teen, almost a preteen. I mean, he really wasn't. And he was hanging out in the kitchen because he was hoping he'd get something sweet that he could steal and nick and run off to and eat. And she knew that he was doing that, and she kept her eye on him. So she looked at Strongbones and said, Human, you, go down to that warehouse down there, right that room down there. You, I need some, fill this cart with coffee beans and candy. Go, right now, do it. Then she looked at the little troll kid and said, You, little troll sneaky kid, you're going to take these two humans up to Mr. Glubb's pig out, show them the way, and then come back. And if you do, maybe I'll have something like a mushroom snack, or maybe some candy. Oh, the little troll kid. Oh, the little troll kid was so, the little troll kid was so happy. His name was Iggy. And we'll tell you more about Iggy later. But Iggy was so happy. Oh, Iggy. He said to himself, I'm going to get some candy. So he hung around. Well, Strongbones and GP went off to the big storeroom looking for some coffee. Well, they were thinking, well, maybe, you know, we'll pick up a bag of coffee and maybe we'll get some, you know, some sweets. I wonder what they have. Well, once again, they were quite amazed. Because when they get into the storeroom, boy, oh boy, did they find coffee. They found Skedaddle's Best, and they found a whole room of it. It's almost as though someone had backed a coffee truck up and unloaded it into the storeroom, which, incidentally, is exactly what happened. And there were boxes and boxes of coffee. And they were all big 2-pound bags of roasted coffee. There was like French roast and Italian roast. And there was Hawaiian roast. And there was roast from China roast. And it was like, oh my goodness, how much coffee can you have? So they pulled their cart up, their table cart, and they started unloading bags of coffee. Well, a lot of trolls like a lot of coffee, so they had to put a lot of bags in there, and they piled up. Then they went down the other end of the storeroom to see where they could find candy. there must be some candy here somewhere. And they turned a corner around a big, huge pile of potato chips and taco chips. And Eric was like, oh my goodness, how many potato chips do they have? They turned around and there was the mother load of candy. William. They had Airheads. They had Bazooka Gum. They not only had Bazooka Gum, they had Bubble Yum. They had Double Bubble. They had Bubblicious. They had Hubba Bubba Max. They had Juicy Fruit Gum, Trident Gum. Oh, Fruit Stripe. They started packing gum and they started packing candy. Oh, they had Blow Pops. They even had Atomic Chews to make them hot, hot, hot in the mouth. And they had packets of candy corn that my mother used to take away at Halloween. I don't know if your mother does. And they had Charms, and they had, oh my goodness, Crybabies and Little Dots and Everlasting Gobstoppers. They even found some gum cigars. Can you believe it? They had cigars made out of gum. They had jelly beans and juice. Oh, I could go on and on and on. So they just piled them up. They piled up that cart until it was so loaded you could barely push it. And then Strongbow's ranked and he pulled and GP pushed and they went back to the kitchen. And then the sister Fidget said, all right, now you two bring this up to the pig out. Go and come back right away. Go, and little Iggy here is going to show you the way. Well, little Iggy was a cute little troll. Well, cute and troll do not go together very well, but Iggy was pretty cool. He was cute and he was real happy because he was going to get some sweets. So he said, come on, you two, come on. Because he's a little troll still and his voice hadn't grown up like this. So he led them on. Now, he was very fast. He ran up, then ran back. Come on, come on, hurry, hurry, hurry. But, oh my goodness, Strong Bones and GP had loaded this cart so big. And there were M&Ms falling off the side. There was a Marathon bars. Oh, come on, pick them up. We got to go. Oh, they couldn't believe how much stuff that the trolls were going to eat. But trolls are big eaters. So they pushed and they pulled and went down the corridors. They went up corridors. They finally got to the big two front doors of Troll Mountain, Mr. Glubb's King's Hall. And they said, here, we have some coffee and some candy for the pig out, and we're here to bring it to Mr. Glubb. The two troll guards looked at Strongbones, looked at GP, looked at each other, said, huh, humans again. Weren't you here before? Strongbones said, well, yes, we brought up some chocolate sauce and butterscotch sauce and, that's right, and you started a problem, and I don't want more problem. Leave that cart there, and we'll make sure it gets back to you. But, Sister Fidget said we had to bring the cart back, and we had to come. Stay here. Go. Oh, they weren't going to let Strongbones or GP into the pig out. They didn't want him in there. They didn't want him accosting Mr. Glubb. They didn't want to talking to any trolls. They didn't want to see humans, as a matter of fact. What are those humans doing here anyway? Go back to the kitchen. So Iggy said, come on, I'll show you how to go. And Iggy took off. Strongbones and GP were like, oh, there's our last chance to see Mr. Glubb. And they walked back, down to the kitchens. Well, as it turns out, because it was at the end of the pig out, everybody was getting tired. They all crunched through their coffee beans. They ate all the candy they could. They all grabbed a bubble gum cigar, and they went off to their beds so they could chew gum and blow bubbles and dream troll dreams, which are particularly ugly, and I won't tell you any of them. And they were done with the pig out. Well, what that meant, because they were done with the pig out, was that there was no more meals to be made. And so slowly, GP and Strongbones ran out of pots to wash. And pretty soon there were none. And it was all over. And then the sister Fidget looked at him and said, well, oh, we got a break finally. That was a long run. I'm tired out. And she walked off. Strongbones and GP looked at each other and said, huh? What? Huh? What? And they followed her and she went down to the storeroom. And there were all the sisters. And they were pulling out little cots. And they were putting the cots on the floor of the storeroom. And they were pulling out blankets and pillows and climbing under them and saying, time for a good night's sleep. Strongbones said to Sister Fidget, ma'am, what are you going to sleep? Where do we sleep? What do we do? And Sister Fidget looked at him and said, oh, humans. Humans. What do we do with humans? She looked around and she said, look, over there. There's an open space there by the gumballs. You just go over there and, you just have to sleep on the floor. But here, I'll show you what you can do. And she showed him how they could take their apron and fold it up like a pillow. And she said, just get your jacket. That's your blanket. And you can sleep there. Nobody will bother you. Humans. Humph. So Strongbones and GP went over to the corner, right by the gobballs, gobsmackers. Oh, there were like so many of them. And they said, Strongbones said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a couple of these boxes here. And he took down some of the boxes and line them up like a bed, and I'll sleep on that. And GP said, me too. So GP went, and he found a big box of Red Hots, a whole bunch of boxes. And he put them in a row, and he climbed on top. And he said, oh, this isn't too bad. This isn't too bad. And so he took his apron and he made a little pillow and took his jacket and put it over him. And before he knew it, he was snoring asleep. Well, Strongbones lay down in his set of boxes. He had Reese's peanut butter cups under him, and little did he know they were going to melt. But that's okay. So he went to sleep, and he tried to sleep, and he rolled and he rolled, and he listened. And he could hear, one by one, all the sisters and all the aunties out in the kitchens starting to snore and sleep. Everybody was asleep. The whole kitchen was asleep. Everything was asleep except for Strongbones. Strongbones lay there absolutely livid with anger. He said, we are stuck here in the kitchens of Troll Mountain. Mr. Glug won't see us. We can't get in to see him. The backpack has been stolen. Everything is gone. Oh, I got to do something. I can't. And he rolled and rolled, and finally he thought, everyone's asleep. I'm going to go find my backpack. So he very carefully climbed out, climbed out from under his jacket and climbed to the floor, and stepping very carefully around all the cots that the sisters were sleeping on, and then the aunties were sleeping outside, he crept slowly through the dark kitchen. Well, it wasn't totally dark because the mushrooms were still glowing, but they'd cut off all the candles and all the torches and all the lights, and so it was sort of a semi-gloom. Now, trolls can see in that because they grow up there and they have very good eyesight, but humans have to work on it. But as his eyes adjusted, he saw more and more. He crept through the kitchens. He didn't know where it could be. Was it between the ranges? So he started looking between each of the big, huge stoves. He looked into garbage pails. Ooh, don't look there too much. He looked behind the stoves. He went down from one kitchen area to another. He checked out all of the jackets, and they were all empty, of course, because everybody was lying under their jacket. That's what you use for a blanket. And he went all the way to the far end of the kitchens. And he was just about to give up when he thought to himself, this is the back end. This is where Rocky, Bernie, and Grassy spend their time. I wonder if those three trolls are behind it. I wonder. And so he started very carefully walking around, looking between the stoves. He went to the coat rack, and he looked at the coat rack, and aha! Unlike every other coat rack he'd been at, this one wasn't empty. As a matter of fact, it had a jacket hanging there, and the jacket was hanging, and it was hanging over something. And he walked closer. He tried to see, and he looked around and said, I don't want to get caught. So he slowly crept around the kitchen, and he poked his head into one of the little warehouse rooms, and yes, indeedy, there was Grassy with his big sticky hair sticking out, and there was Rocky with his hair sticking out all over the place, and then there was Bernie, bald Bernie, and they were all sleeping. They were sleeping noisily, too, because they're trolls. Trolls sleep noisily. But these guys were like, and they were lying on cots, and they had their arms and legs spread all over the place. And the only one without a jacket on for a blanket was Rocky. Strongbones said, He went back to the coat rack. Look, there under his coat was this bulky something. I wonder what that is, Strongbones said to himself. So very carefully he creeped under the shelf, looked at the coat rack, and sure enough, peeking out from under Rocky's coat was a backpack. Strongbones said, yes, I got my backpack back. So he slowly crept up and went to reach for the backpack to take it. In the kitchen, Pakwanchi woke up and looked at Strongbones and saw him going after the backpack. And what did the Pakwanchi do? Well, what do you think the Pakwanchi did? He blew his whistle. Tweet, 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 thief, 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 tweet, tweet, tweet. Oh, Strongbones was so startled, he stepped back. And all of a sudden, People started to move, and Sister started to jump up, and he realized he better get out of there. So he crouched down real low, and as fast as he could, he made it down to the end of the hall. He climbed into the room he was in, the warehouse room. He climbed in his boxes and pretended to be asleep. By that time, the whole kitchen was waking up. What? Thief? What? Who? Where? Where? And the sisters woke up, and they looked around. They counted people. Who's in bed? Who's not? They all came up with the right count. Oh, maybe it was just a mistake. And they all went back to sleep again. Strongbones dozed. He slept a little. He woke up. He was so angry. I know where it is. I'm going to get that in the morning. I'm going to get that in the morning. And then he fell asleep. Oh, well. It was a rough night for Strongbones and GP. And more than they wanted to sleep, they couldn't because it was up and early and time for breakfast. Breakfast! And the aunties came in yelling, breakfast! Then the sisters came up and said, breakfast! Fried mushroom for breakfast! And then they got all of the troll kids, and plus GP and Strongbones, up so they could start running for coal, running for wood, starting to wash dishes as they came out, all the little jobs that troll kids had to do when they were doing in the kitchens, which they hated to do. And Strongbones and GP had to get up too. And they had some leftover fried mushroom for breakfast. Mmm, yummy, yum, yum, and a little bit of water. And Strongbones tried chewing on a couple of coffee beans, and oh, they were terrible. So he reached into the box where he had been sleeping and pulled out some candies, and some Reese's peanut butter cups that weren't too melted, and he ate those for breakfast and gave those to GP too, so he had some Reese's peanut butter cups. And they had to go back to work. Well, the kitchen was coming. The kitchen was up. Everybody was going. Everybody was steamed. And Strongbones was talking to GP. He said, listen, GP, I found your backpack. And then Fidget looked at him. I said, you, human, stop talking monkey talk. Talk troll. Oh, Strongbones said, ugh. So he started speaking troll again. He said, I found your thing. He didn't want to say backpack because he didn't want anybody to hear him. I found your thing. GP said, my thing? You know, your thing. My thing? What thing? What thing did you find? GP wasn't. We used to get pretty thick today. Strongbones said, you know what you carried in. Then GP got it. He said, oh, where is it? It's down the end. Down where Bernie, our friends, are Bernie, Rocky, and Grassy. They stole it. I want to get it back. So GP said, okay, all right. Well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Strongbones said, I have an idea. I think what we should do is we should go on an errand. We should tell Sister Fidget that we need to go down to the back end of the kitchen because we need to find some more, we need to find some more brown sugar. Brown sugar, because that's what the trolls love on their porridge when they have mushroom porridge. But we'll say we couldn't find any. And sure enough, Sister Fidget came in and looked at the humans and said, humans, go into the storeroom and get me some brown sugar. We need it for the king's breakfast. So they went to the storeroom and they found a mountain of brown sugar. But you know what they did? You know what they did? They moved some big boxes of Crisco cooking oil in front of it. Oh, they'll never find it here. And they came out and they said, we couldn't find any brown sugar. It must be all gone. And the Sister Fidget said, well, we need some brown sugar right away. It's your job. Go find some. Go down to one of the other storerooms and get it. So Strongbones said, aha, and they took off. They took off and they met past all the other kitchens, all the other storerooms. They didn't want any of those. They went right down to the end. And right at the very end, were our friends, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie, hanging around, waiting for the first pots to come by, waiting to be given orders, munching on some leftover fried mushroom. And Strongbones said, you know what? I've had it. I think I've had it. I'm going to confront this thief, and I'm going to take my backpack back. So he did. He walked up, right up to the Rocky's jacket, where it was among all the other jackets now that everybody had went up and put their jackets back in the coat rack. He didn't care about the Pakwachi. He walked up, grabbed the backpack, and took it right off the peg. Pakwachi watched him and said, oh, thief, thief, tweet, 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 blew his little whistle, tweet, tweet, tweet. But he took it anyway. Instead of running away, he walked over to Rocky, and he looked him in the face. said, "You troll thief, you keep your hands off my stuff." Well, Rocky was like, "What? Huh, that's mine. That's mine." And Strongbone said, "No, it isn't. It's mine. It belongs to me and my friend GP." At that point, Bernie walked up and said, "Huh, what? What? What's this? What's this?" Well, you know troll power tricks. I think I've been telling you that. If you're bigger than a troll, then you can take what he has. But if he's got two friends, then he takes what you have. So now it's two against one. Oh, well, Strongbone could stand up to Rocky, but Rocky and Bernie, now we had two pretty big teenage trolls, but right at that moment, GP came up and stood next to Strongbones and said, "Hey, that's my backpack. I'm taking it back." And he walked right up to Rocky and stared him right in the face. Then Grassy showed up, and Grassy was there looking mean, ugly, and his little Rastafarian hair was strolling all over the place. He said, yeah, you, and what are the human? And now it was three against two. And what was going to happen? Well, it was a ruckus. The Pacuachi was still blowing his little whistle. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The sisters were screaming, saying, "Thief, thief, thief." The aunties were saying, What's going on? What's going on?" And the mammy said, "Call us a guard." So a couple guards came running in, because there are guards all through Troll Mountain, because trolls can be raucous, and they need some, it's like police. They need some help keeping it together. So a couple of big burly guys walked in with spears, and they saw the two humans, and they saw the three trolls, and they walked in, and they bellowed, "Hey, what's going on here? Stop everything!" And everybody looked up and saw these two big, huge trolls that were bigger than anybody else, with these two big, huge spears, and right between the middle of them came Mudrub, the guardian of the door, and he looked at Strongbones and Weakling GP and said, "You two again? You two causing trouble again, huh? Well, we'll see about that." Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Now, Strongbones thought he could get everybody out from under, and now they're in deeper trouble. And they're, oh, what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, but I have to take a break, because meanwhile, if you remember last time, GP had his digital audio video recorder out, and he was recording the kitchens, and he recorded the pig out, and Gladrab, Mr. Glove's nephew, had said, "Oh, I want that," and he'd taken it, and he put it in his pocket. But it was still on. It was still playing. It was still recording. He didn't know how to use it. He didn't know how to turn anything on or off, so it was still recording. So he carried it in his pocket back to the pig out. Then he joined everybody in the pig out. He had his ice cream. He had his chocolate sauce. He had some coffee came in, and he chewed some coffee. Oh, yum, 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 yum. He was having a great time. And then he remembered, oh, what's this thing in my pocket? And he pulled it out, and he said, "Oh, look, I can see people." And he walked around looking at things, looking at everybody, right, and taking pictures. And he didn't know he was taking pictures, but he started shooting everybody at the pig out. And then... everybody went to sleep, and he said, "Oh, good." And he went back to his room. He had his own little room in Troll Mountain, and he took the camera, and he put it on the shelf next to him, and it was still recording, and he went to sleep. Well, if I told you that later on GP had several hours worth of troll snoring recorded, wouldn't you be excited? But anyway, he recorded it all night, just kept playing, just kept going, had a long-run battery, had lots of memory power. GP didn't scrimp out on memory, and just kept running. And then the sun came up. Well, they didn't know it was around the mountain, but the sun did come up, and it was time for breakfast. Well, after pig out, it was traditional for all of Mr. Glove's family to go back to the King's Hall and to have breakfast together. And they'd all say what a great pig out they had, what a great time they had, while they ate fried mushrooms and fried mushroom and mushroom mush with brown sugar on it. And sometimes they would put puckerberries in, because puckerberries, yum, 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 yum. And they'd have a great breakfast. So Gladrab got up, and he looked at the little recorder and said, "Oh, I'm going to take this with me." So he took it with him. And he went down to the King's Hall, where Mr. Glove was having his pig out morning breakfast after. Or after pig out breakfast, or breakfast the next day, whatever it was a breakfast. And they were getting ready. They already had some big cauldrons of hot, hot, hot water, and people could wash up, the trolls could wash up, they could make some tea, because they do like tea. They know how to make tea, and they have lots of different teas that they make up from leaves they pick out in the woods. They know them. And they made some big tea, and they still had some coffee beans left over, so everybody was reaching in and crunching some coffee beans, waiting for the first mushroom rolls to come up, and then they were going to get the mushroom mush and everything. Well, meanwhile, GladRab was just walking around with this little audio digital video recorder, and he was like, oh, look, I can see my family. Oh, look, there's my mom. Oh, here's my brother. Oh, there's my cousins. Oh, look at this. He was walking around looking at the back screen, of course, looking at everything. It was still videotaping everything. He was walking around. He was having a great time. And then he came up to Mr. Glubb and said, oh, look, hey, here's my uncle, Mr. Glubb. Wow, this is kind of cool. Mr. Glubb noticed him. Today, you, GladRab. What's that in your hand? GladRab said, oh, this? Oh, this is nothing. That's just something I found in a storeroom. It's nothing. I was just playing with it. Mr. Glubb said, I don't think so. Let me look at it. Come here. So GladRab, of course, walked up to Mr. Glubb. Mr. Glubb said, let me look at that. And he handed it to Mr. Glubb. Mr. Glubb looked at it, turned it around, looked at GladRab in the back on the viewing screen and said, GladRab, that's you. Huh? Where'd you get? This ain't in my storeroom. If this were in my storeroom, I'd know it. I'd have it. Where did this come from? Well, GladRab then had he could keep trying to lie. Of course, one can always keep lying, but there comes a point when if you lie, your lies catch up to you. And then when they catch up to you, you're in more trouble than if you told the truth. Which, why do, William? It's always good to tell the truth right up front. So GladRab finally said, well, I found it. I found it. Oh, said Mr. Glubb, I see. And where did you find it? It was in the kitchens. And what was it doing in the kitchens? Well, a human had it. That stopped Mr. Glubb. A human? What? A human? Yeah, it's a human down in the kitchen. He had it, and I wanted it, so he gave it to me. Well, Mr. Glubb was a troll. He knew no human would give a troll this. But he understood. He said, oh, this came from a what's a human doing in my kitchens? What's a human doing in Troll Mountain? GladRab said, I don't know. They were just down there, and they're working. They're scrubbing pots, so I figured they were there for a reason. And he had this thing, and I liked it, so I took it. It's cool. Mr. Glubb looked at it and said, yes, this is very cool. I wonder, you know what? I need to talk to this human. GladRab, breakfast is coming. Go down and get that human and bring him back. How many humans are there? And then he said, two. Two humans. What are two humans doing in Troll Mountain? Two humans. And they're in the kitchens? They're cleaning pots? Yep, that's what they're doing. I wonder about that. And he looked at Mudrub was sitting down the end of the table. He was waiting for his breakfast because Mudrub was related to Mr. Glubb too, but through his mother's side. And he looked at Mudrub and he said, Mudrub, come here. So Mudrub came over. He said, Mudrub, do you know we have humans in the kitchen? And Mudrub said, yes, Mr. Glubb, we do. I sent them there. Mr. Glubb said, what? What do you mean? Well, they came to the door, and I let them in, and they wanted to see you, and they had this stupid story about something, trolls, teen trolls, trashing Jeeps and stuff, and I said no, and so I tried to put them in the cell, and they got out of the cells. Oh, and they sent the werewolves crazy. The werewolves almost broke out of their pens. That made Mr. Glubb think, I don't want any werewolves breaking out of their pens. And where are they? Well, I sent them to the kitchens. I figured you might as well make them work, get something out of them. Well, why didn't you tell me this? And just Mudrub just looked at Mr. Glubb and said, but Mr. Glubb, you're in the middle of a pig out. You told us the rules are no interruptions in a pig out, because how could you enjoy your pig out if you get interrupted? Mr. Glubb said, you're right. I was having a pig out. And I didn't want to be interrupted. Well, you can interrupt me now. I think we need to get those two humans up here so I can talk to them. So he looked at GladRab and said, GladRab, you're the younger one. Go down and get them and bring them here right now. GladRab said, but breakfast is coming up. But I have mushroom mush I have to have. You can have mushroom mush. I'll save it for you. If it gets cold, we'll put some more puckerberries in it. Go, now, get them. So Glandrob turned around. And he walked back down the corridors, all the way to the kitchens. He walked into the kitchen. He looked around. Went to Sister Frigid. He said, "Where are they? Where are the humans? Where are the humans?" And Frigid just said, "Oh, the humans? I think they're down the other end of the kitchen, but I think there's a hullabaloo going on. You might want to catch them before the guards take them away." "What?" So he walked down to the end of the kitchen. He looked up, and there was Strongbones and GP. And there were these three teen trolls, very scruffily looking teen trolls. I mean, rough, tough, mumble, unruly, reen troll, teen trolls, teens, whatever they are. They're teenagers and they're trolls and they're trouble. And you could tell that. They were a very scruffy lot. You could tell that. And he looked at the humans. He looked at the teens. He said, oh. And then he looked at the troll guards. And the troll guards were standing there with their spears up, ready to poke somebody if anybody moved. And Gladrab said, He walked up, said, "What's going on here?" "Well, here's this new troll show up." GP and Strongbones look over, and they know this guy. This is Gladrab. They met him yesterday. He's the one that took the audio video digital recorder. And GP looks at him and says, "Hey, you, where's my recorder?" And Strongbones says, "Hey, they stole my backpack. We need this back." Gladrab looked at Grassy and Rocky and Bernie. They said, What did you do?" And Rocky said, "He stole my backpack. Look, he's got it in his hand. Right there. He stole it from me." "Well, it was the backpack that Gladrab had found." "Oh. Well, how did you get it?" And Rocky said, "I took it." And Gladrab looked at Strongbones. He said, "Didn't you keep him from taking it?" Strongbones said, I didn't know he took it." "Well, okay, we're back to troll philosophies here." Gladrab looked at the backpack. He looked at Strongbones. He looked at Rocky. He said, "Well, if you couldn't keep him from taking it, I guess it's his." So Strongbones says, wait. "I have the backpack now. He couldn't keep me from taking it, so now it's mine." Well, Gladrab thought, that's logical too. I guess that's the way it goes. And at that point, all three teen trolls, Rocky, Grassy, and Bernie, jumped on Strongbones and grabbed away the backpack. Oh, all three of them. Well, GP couldn't let that happen, so he jumped on top of them too. And then the guards looked at going, "What's going on here?" Only Gladrab had the smarts to say, wait. And he pulled out his cudgel. Have I told you about cudgels? Well, I'll tell you about cudgels later on. But anyway, it's like the cooks, the aunties and the sisters with their spoons and their rolling pins. He had a cudgel. It's like a shillelagh. It's long, and it's wood, and it's made for whacking. And he started whacking. Whack, crack, right across Grassy's head. Bang, right across Rocky's bottom. Boom, right into Bernie's ribs. And all rolled away. But Rocky rolled away with the backpack in his arms. And then crack, right across Strongbone's ribs. And boom, right into GP's stomach. And oh, they both fell back. And he stood there and he said, okay, I've had enough of this. Mr. Glove wants you and you in his king's room right now. And he pointed at Strongbones and GP. And then he looked at the three teens, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie, and said, "You three, stay out of trouble. I don't want to see you again." And they said, yes. And they picked up and they ran away into one of the storms with, might I add, the backpack. Strongbones got up out of breath, said, "Hey, they took our backpack. I want my backpack back." And Gladrab just said, "Tough. They got it. You don't. You're coming with me." And he grabbed Strongbones by the collar, and he grabbed GP by the collar, and he said, "Come on." And he dragged them out of the kitchen up to the king's room to see Mr. Glob. And there they went. And that, dear William, is the end of the story, How to Catch a Thief. So they caught the thief, but didn't go the way they thought. And Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie still had the backpack. But at least GP and Strongbones get to see Mr. Glob. And that'll be tomorrow's story, or maybe the day after tomorrow's story, because you still have to talk about the backpack. So at any rate, I wish you a wonderful night, William. I hope you have a great sleep. I hope you have school tomorrow and love it. And give your little sister, Lauren, a big hug. And give your mama and dad a big, big squeeze and kiss them both and tell them you love them, because they take care of you so well and they love you so much. And I will tell you another story, and I love you too, William. Good night.